Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Dale Jackson here with you. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for your time here today. We've been talking about my hate was about how it really seems like there is an issue here where you can target Christians, you can target children, you can do all these things, but if you push back against that, well, you're being hateful. And I'll tell you this, the people are not buying this. We are not playing this game. The people have been pretty outspoken that they're pissed off about this, and we're not playing. Let's go to Lynn here real quick and let her weigh in on this. Lynn, thank you very much for waiting. Go ahead, Lynn. Give us your thoughts.
Yes, sir. It's the thing of it is, I figured it out. They're Christian phobic.
Is that a thing? Are we allowed to say that? I didn't even know that was allowed to be said. I didn't know that it was just – that's just a point of view. There's no such thing as being Christian phobic, they'll tell you in the mainstream media. But, yes, if you criticize anything else, it's hateful and mean and awful and no good. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it right there. Let's real quick remind you that it's Friday!
And now, from sunny North Alabama, it's $50 Free-for-All Friday!
That's right, $50 Free-for-All Friday! You know, Friday's day, people go to the movies and all this other stuff. Used to be big movies on Memorial Day weekend. I don't know what big movies are coming out here today. But, The Flash. I got some nerds here with Yaffe and Prince William. The Flash is coming out, and apparently Christopher Reeve is going to be making a CGI cameo in this, which people are kind of upset about. Some have said it's only like a couple of seconds. Maybe there's no lines or anything, but it got me thinking. If you could create a movie with CGI characters that are dead, guys who are dead, and make new movies, what movies would you make? Prince William, some version of Walking Tall with Andy Griffith. I like this. He goes to Portland, kicks ass. Love it. Love the idea behind it. Mine was The Expendables X. It's a new movie with John Wayne, Steve McQueen, Bruce Lee, Christopher Reeve, Bubba Smith, Charles Bronson, James Stewart, Fred Williamson, Chadwick Boseman, Sean Connery, Marlon Brando, James Dean, and Charlie Chaplin and Betty White as the villains. Sounds awesome. I'd watch it. What's yours? You can get in here and share your point of view. Get a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks, and 4 tickets to the Trash Panda game this Sunday to give away or to use. Get in here on the Elk River Trading Company phone lines at 866-494-WVNN, 866-494-9866, or you can get it on the scoutpestcontrol.com, WVNN, hot take text line at 925-494-WVNN. Yaffe. You can't top mine, The Expendables X, so what do you got?
Yeah, I have to admit, yours was a pretty good one. I like that one. I'm going to stick with the superhero theme, the Batman theme, because I want to see Heath Ledger's Joker come back and fight against Adam West's Batman. That's what I want to see.
What? You know what's funny about that? It's a great answer for one reason. I can see it now. Adam West Batman is like spraying shark repellent.
Yep.
And Heath Ledger's Joker is killing like 37 people. Exactly. It doesn't really seem like a fit.
That's why.
But I'd love to see it. And that's a great answer. That really is a great answer. I kind of like that one. That's pretty good. Here's some other answers. Let's see what we got here. Andre the Giant as Dale Jackson in the Dale Jackson story. Okay. I don't think Andre Giant's a good one for him. Ronald Reagan comes back as the Incredible Hulk before he turns green. That's from John in Huntsville. Thank you very much.
You just made the list!
Let's see. Here's one. This is after my heart, right? Yaffe, what do you think about this? Oh, the Ultimate Warrior and Randy Macho Man Savage play in Fast and Furious 17, where they team up to destroy Dwayne Johnson and John Cena. Okay, look, they're inserting wrestlers into that movie. If they're doing that, yeah, go all in and go nuts with it. How about this? Bring back the gold. Oh, sorry, appreciate you. Thank you for your call.
You just made the list!
Here's another one for you. Bring back the women from the Golden Girls and have them play Charlie's Angels. What age are they? Because Blanche, she was very hot in her younger days. So was Betty White. So, yeah, I think this is an interesting choice there. Appreciate it.
You just made the list!
And maybe we'll get one more in here real quick. And let me see. I got to find one that I can actually use because some of these are not offensive, but they're not good either. So we got to kind of go with this. Oh, this is this one that I liked, actually. Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder in Wayne's World. Wayne's World's getting a lot of mentions here today, so that's a good one. Richard Pryor, I believe, was supposed to be the main character in Blazing Saddles, but he had other things going on, so he couldn't do it. So, okay, that's good. That's good. All right, let's jump to the phones here real quick. Someone's waiting on our next guest. I want to give him an opportunity to do so. Lisa, go ahead. You got about a minute. Actually, you don't have any time. Sorry, I managed the clock poorly there. If you want to hang on, maybe we'll get to you here before we go to Ken Cuccinelli. Keep it locked right here. Ken Cuccinelli, he is with a DeSantis super PAC. We will talk with him about the launch and where things go from here. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Dale Jackson Show. This is News Talk.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.